You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
We talked about Def Leppard coming to town with Journey. Got Phil Collin from Def Leppard on the phone. Phil, what did we just read for the very first time ever? You guys just performed at Albert Hall in London?
Yeah. I mean, it's a 150-year-old building. It's got such history, you know. It's, you know, kings and queens and princes and God knows what have, you know, been through there. And we just done a really amazing thing, the Teenage Cancer Trust. We toured South America last year, and a couple of the shows we did with The Who. And it was just an honor to play with them. But Roger Daltrey asked us if we'd step up and do that, and we were totally honored. So it was amazing. It was one of the best shows we've ever done as well. And I think that the band has got better. We continue to improve, and a lot of people, they go, well, doesn't it get old? It's not when your band's getting better and better. So it's inspiring and a thrill to be in this band. It really is.
So when you guys work with a band like The Who, do you look at them as, you know, just another rock band? They're your colleagues? Or do you still look at them like, oh my God, it's The Who?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? Like, what? Yeah, we were just about to go on stage, and this was kind of weird. And there was a knock on the door. All the guys had just left, and there's this other door. It opens up, and it's Pete Townsend. And he goes, hello there, Phil, all right? Hey. And I'm like, what? It's Pete Townsend. He knows my name.
Talking to Phil Collin from Def Leppard. And Phil, we don't know how long ago this was, but we loved the episode of Pawn Stars when you and Joe Elliott dropped in.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was about 2 years ago.
Kind of surprised that woman that was pawning off one of your guitars. And do you realize how much money your guitars bring in?
That particular one was, I think it went for like $8,000 or $10,000.
I
think that one. So, and, you know, I splash painted 30 guitars for Jackson Guitars 30th. Anniversary, and that's really what that was about. I actually play one on stage, actually. We just done the Royal Albert Hall. I'm bringing one out on stage for this next tour. But there's 30 of those floating around, and they come up. I've seen one in Japan, someone had one in Australia. So it's kind of weird, and when you actually see one that you've been intimate with, for want of a better word, you know what I mean?
Okay, I get it.
It's kind of weird when you meet them in person again. It's like an old friend. So it's like, oh, my kid's grown up or something, you know.
Yeah, but how embarrassing for this woman. She's pimping out your guitar for money, and then you come walking in.
I guess so, especially when, you know, when I'm there kind of authenticizing it, or whatever you want to call it. That's me.
It's like, really, you have one of my original guitars and you're selling it?
How dare you sell it? Absolutely.
Phil Collin, always great catching up with you guys. Of course, going to be in town September 8th, T-Mobile Arena, the big concert show. Everybody's looking forward to this show. Def Leppard and Journey. And Phil, you are such a great guy, man. Good catching up with you.
You too. Thank you.